Welcome to American Road Trip Talk, where you meet the people behind the stories in American Road Magazine, and where we introduce you to new travel destinations. I'm Foster Brown. Designating American roads as byways has long been a way of highlighting scenic and/or historic stretches of American countryside. Michigan has many such stretches of hallowed highways, like Woodward Avenue from Detroit to Pontiac, the Iron County Heritage Trail in the Upper Peninsula, and the Tunnel of Trees in Harbor Springs, which are featured in Pure Michigan Byways and Tour Routes driving guide posted online. One of the Great Lakes State's most famous byways, however, remains unhallowed and underwater in some places. This oldest stretch of Michigan roadway follows M-125 in far southeast Monroe County on the western shores of Lake Erie all the way to Hart Plaza on the Detroit River in the historic heart of the Motor City. Our guest on this American Road Trip Talk is Rusty Davis. He's a volunteer at the River Raisin Battlefield Park in southern Michigan, who has dedicated himself to uncovering and recognizing this bygone historic byway. Rusty will uncover the fascinating story of Hull's Trace, a road that figured into the history of the War of 1812 and the development of two states. My guest is Rusty Davis. He is a volunteer with the River Raisin National Battlefield Park in the state of Michigan. It's in the far southeast corner of Michigan, and it's an historic area for many, many reasons. It was the gateway into the state of Michigan as it was coming into the Union in the early 1800s, part of the history of the War of 1812. And Rusty, thank you so much for joining us here.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Our readers love to hear about the byways that are discovered and designated throughout the United States. And I understand that you folks have been in kind of a battle at the battlefield to get some recognition for one of Michigan and America's great scenic byways.
Well, it is sort of. It's the problem with it is, or what the issue is the road that we have is the road that General Hull marched his troops to Detroit on in 1812. And as General Hull marched along across Ohio, he started in Urbana, Ohio, and marched to Detroit. He had to build the road as he went across Ohio. But when he got to Michigan, or close to Michigan, basically at Maumee, down in the Maumee, Ohio area on the Maumee River, in 1808, Michigan had passed legislation, the territorial government had, and they had surveyed a road from Detroit down to the rapids of the Maumee. And that was to link up with a road that the federal government was supposed to be building, that was part of the whole deal, from the rapids of the Maumee to Sandusky, Ohio. So when he got to that point, he knew there was a road, so he was able to, you know, come up that surveyed road and make it to Detroit. Of course, it wasn't completed. The troops still had to build bridges across many of the streams and corduroy it and that. And in fact, there is a piece of that corduroy road still in existence at Huron River Drive in West Jefferson Avenue. So
that's fascinating. So you can actually see, by the way, when you say corduroy, again, for the sake of our listeners who might not be familiar with the term, what does it mean when you say corduroy a road?
Well, at the time, they called it a causeway, but what it really was most people know it as a corduroy road, and what they would do is to get across swampy land or lowland where it was wet and muddy, they would cut down trees along the way, lay them across the road, perpendicular to the road, and then run stringers on them parallel with the road, cover it all with dirt, and try to make a sort of a weatherproof road across whatever obstacle it was. So Michigan or Monroe County here, you know, being right at the western end of Lake Erie, and the entire route of the road was at the western edge of Lake Erie or the Detroit River. We had plenty of marsh to go across. So there was a lot of causeways and a lot of bridges through there. This was the only road in the Michigan until the 1820s. There was no other road coming into Michigan. You could come across Lake Erie on the Erie Canal.
Sure.
But as far as coming across, you know, there's this problem in Ohio called the Great Black Swamp, 40 miles wide and 100 and some miles long.
Wow.
To come through that, there's only that one road. It kept, you know, Michigan from developing for quite a number of years because we didn't have another road. We didn't have another road, many other roads in the state till 1825 or so. That was it. It was the only road. It was also the reason that Hall had to surrender Detroit. He had to use that road and go back 200 miles into Ohio to his base of supplies. His problem were there were two Indian villages right on that road, Maguaga, which is today's Wyandotte, and Brownstown, which is where Gibraltar is. And the Indians were on the other side when it came to choosing up sides.
Yeah, that's right.
So he couldn't get any supplies into Detroit, and basically that was all. That was it.
That was it.
So he surrendered, To get back to what you were saying, though, you said we were having a problem, and it is a problem, but it's an understandable problem. The issue is that Michigan Department of Transportation can only authorize a road as a pure Michigan byway that they have jurisdiction over.
Uh-huh.
So it has to have an M letter in front of it or, you know, such as, so there's a Michigan road. From the Ohio line to the city of Monroe, the road is M-125.
Uh-huh.
Locally, we refer to it as the Dixie Highway.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it's M-125. So that road has state jurisdiction. So they have given us permission to apply for that part of the road as to be in the byway. Now, the road continues. It's still the same road that was surveyed in 1809, and it continues north of the city of Monroe, north of the River Raisin, and you can drive on that road all the way to Hart Plaza in Detroit.
Well, by the way, for people who are not familiar with Detroit, Hart Plaza is the very... if you will, the stepping stone on to Detroit. It's right at the foot of Woodward Avenue and in the very heart of Detroit on the Detroit River, right across from Windsor, Ontario.
Correct. It was the center of the old town center, what it was. So everything that happened during the War of 1812, with the exception of the surrender of Fort Michilimackinac up in the stretch, but every other battle, every other action in the War of 1812 happened on that piece of road between Detroit and Monroe.
Uh-huh.
However, that entire road is under local jurisdictions, counties, cities.
I gotcha.
Townships. So by law, by their legislation, their enacting legislation, Michigan Department of Transportation cannot acknowledge it as a pure Michigan byway. They're certainly willing to acknowledge it as a historic road. They have no question. There's no argument about that. And we had a meeting here in the community about a year ago with the man that runs the program. Right now his name escapes me. It's Tom Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
I could get you the name to be sure. But then he came down with one of their Department of Transportation historians, and we took them on a tour of the road, and they were just amazed at how intact it was, and they were very impressed with the impact that it would have had on the communities, because, you know, after the war, early 1900s, that was the road to come into Michigan on. That was a road that people would have migrated to Detroit on, you know.
Yes.
The arsenal of democracy would have gone up and down that road with parts, and
mm-hmm.
steel mills were along the Detroit River on that road. I mean, it's a very, very important road for many reasons, you know. But it goes all the way back to the early 1800s. And
it's fascinating. It's
primarily still the same road. It's been the same road for 200 years. That's what's so amazing about it.
And
a lot of people drive it every day and don't know what they're driving on.
That's astounding. We're talking with Rusty Davis, by the way, who is a volunteer with the River Raisin National Battlefield Park and part of the efforts to try to include more of this this historic byway that went from Ohio up into downtown Detroit, make it part of the pure Michigan byways. So, you know, one of the things that fascinated me when I looked at some of the pictures there is that some of the wood and the corduroy that you mentioned, those logs, are still visible down there in Monroe County. It's amazing.
Yeah, they were protected when Jefferson Avenue was improved through the years. they moved the roadbed over about 40 feet from and being on top of those logs, and used those logs to anchor the, you know, the fill that they put in the viaduct.
No kidding.
So, through the years, you know, they weren't driven on, but they were covered. But
yeah,
at low water time, those logs stick out of the bank there in some spots, 7-8 feet, you know, out of the riverbank.
Yes, there was an article on the Detroit Free Press, by the way, for people who may want to go back to October of 2016, there was an article there about this whole issue, and they showed pictures of those logs sticking out. Where are we right now, Rusty, in trying to include this whole stretch of highway in the pure
the
Michigan
northern
byways?
Part, as far as the northern part of the road goes, up through northern Monroe County and into Wayne County, we're pretty much at a standstill on that. It'll either take legislative action to change the law or something. You know, there's no other way to include that. I mean, I understand completely. I was a state employee for 27 years, so I know. I understand this man's dilemma. As much as he wants to do this, he can't.
Yes.
You know, so it's totally understandable to me. Now, our local senator here, our local state senator, he's very well aware of it, and he was going to work on this last fall, but then we had an election that got in the way, you know?
Uh-huh.
And everything kind of got laid down, and now he's had some changes on his staffing, so
sure.
I have to make some new contacts there and see if anything can happen along that line.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, not as a threat that we're going to go after legislation.
No, I understand. Rusty, let me kind of wrap this up for our listeners' sake. Is there some place that people can go, like a booklet or online, some place they can go to take a look at the route that we're talking about so they can get a little better idea of where this byway is?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
If when I get the application process completed and it gets approved by MDOT, it'll be on their website. On the Michigan Department of Transportation website, there is a byways, and there's a lot of byways in Michigan.
Oh, Florida. Yes.
There's, you know, US 12 all the way across the state from Detroit to, I think, Benton Harbor is a byway.
Mm-hmm.
M-22 up around Traverse City is a byway. There's an iron belt byway in the Upper Peninsula.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of them that people can look into.
A lot of
Right now, other than looking at a state map and finding M-125 and tracing your finger up along the, you know, the edge of Lake Erie and up along the Detroit River, you won't be able to find it anymore.
Well, Rusty,
on a great state map, it's a very light gray line.
Yeah, there were some really nice little images that were included in one of the articles that I collected as I was preparing for this conversation that has some of these maps in there, and I'm going to include those on the website so people can take a peek at that as well.
Okay. I have things I could provide to you also, Foster, if you wanted. So,
That's quite right. Rusty, I want to thank you and all the rest of the volunteers for your valiant efforts to uncover this highway and make people aware of its wonderful historic significance in the state of Michigan and indeed in the United States history as well. Thanks so much for being with us here on American Road Trip Talk.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Foster.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and will watch for our next one as they appear on our blog page at AmericanRoadMagazine.com. You'll also find a wealth of information waiting for you on our homepage. Things like itineraries for your next trip, sweepstakes, special bargains, and a whole lot more. Until we meet again on the next American Road Trip Talk, look for us on Facebook. This is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.